Welcome back to About a Week Ago. The one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
What's groovy?
And Sarah, off air, you were telling me how you believe slavery is a choice. Did you want to expand on that?
Stop it.
Wow, I almost believed. I looked at her like, yo. You know what? We should have did this like the day it dropped, that stuff dropped, because we're so tired and exhausted from it. Like, to think about having a conversation about this right now almost makes me sick. Like,
let me ask you guys this. Why do people who think they're great, or think or believe or are great in one field, think that they can be great in another field? Remember Michael Jordan trying to do baseball?
Yeah,
someone should remind Kanye of that.
Yeah, just because you're great at music, he aight in fashion. His shoes are better than his clothes, right?
I don't like his shoes. I would never buy them.
He is a horrible public speaker. Anytime he's been live on camera, he's been garbage. So with the Charlamagne interview that was taped, he came across calm, a little more mild mannered. His answer still didn't make that much sense.
No,
his
beef
with
really
did. Obama didn't make
and
then that much sense.
He didn't even do the question that was great. He didn't answer.
Which one?
Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump likes black people, care about black people?
Oh, he danced around that.
He's like, oh, I see how you flipped it right there. Ask
you
me the question.
Word. Yeah. He said, racism isn't the deal breaker for me.
Yeah, and then it just went on.
If racism was, I wouldn't be living in America. And that's what Charlamagne said. Oh, that's some rich nigga shit. That's, okay, fam.
Charlamagne, we got to talk about him too.
There's a part in there. I understand people's gripes with it, right? Before we get to the TMZ shit.
Charlamagne is like Childish Gambino said, like he danced for his money and shit like that. Like, go get your money. Like, he's just one of those. Like, he's one of those.
The money.
Yeah.
But because a lot of people are like, yo, he didn't grill him on this, he didn't grill him on that. But do you want to interview or want to debate? So I think Charlamagne's like, well, let me give you guys as much as Kanye West thoughts as possible.
And I'm not griping on that. I'm griping on just it was just the questioning was bad.
One part I told Sarah that stuck out in particular I had in that like was when they were walking in the woods. I think the same woods that Justin Timberlake came from. Kanye was talking about medicine. And Charlamagne said, I think Kanye said, the medicine makes me calm. It calms me down. And Charlamagne says, I don't want to calm yet. And I said, it's not about what you want. You should want a healthy yay.
Yeah, I saw that.
An erratic yay isn't that good. It's good for your job because you're in entertainment and you get something to talk about. But Kanye's give us, if Kanye never makes another album, I'm fine.
Let's go to that medicine though. That medicine ain't working.
How do you know he's taking it?
Remember he said he's not taking it.
Oh, he just said it?
On TMZ, he says, I'm supposed to take this 3 times a day. I take it twice a week. Because even on the Charlamagne, he said somebody close to him says, whatever medicine it was, this kills genius. So he's like, I can't take this. I don't want my genius to be killed. I said, thanks,
why
man.
Okay, what's up with the self-proclaimed genius shit? I don't think you can't call yourself a genius.
It's just like you can't give yourself your own nickname. No, it doesn't work.
But
they've been calling Kanye a genius for years now. Like, he's actually been called a genius outside of himself. So
we figure out why? Because, all right, let's us three sitting in this room. What does Kanye West do that no other producer can do? Because if you want to start with the soul sampling, just Blaze and Heatmakers can do that shit too. All right, so what else he does? Chopping up house or Euro house music or Pharrell, no, can do that shit. What does he do that I can never go to anybody else and get?
And that are you asking that now?
I want to know these. Yeah, these are the things that had me like.
I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong, but he's so on his shit that if somebody's like, yo, dude, you didn't make music for a whole year and the radio was rocking, the radio that you was so upset that you couldn't get on. Who gives a fuck about the radio?
And
except for Tossie, I don't want to get played on the radio and his shit had a number one album. What are you worried about the radio for?
Yeah, and then he says he's the greatest artist ever.
And then when he said, well, what about Stevie? But he came back with Walt Disney, Howard Hughes, Steve Jobs.
So you said
artiste?
He's not the best
musical.
He's not the best musical artist. He's saying overall artist.
Okay, but then that's again where Charlamagne said, all right, so we're doing innovators. What are some of your accomplishments? Because being a rapper with a fashion line isn't innovating.
But you know, another thing I thought, if you're a great artist, you don't say that about yourself.
You don't need
again.
To say it.
Like
you never need to say it.
Walt didn't say he went around saying he's the greatest artist ever?
No, he went around saying he hated Jews.
No, yeah. he aligned himself with Nazis because he was anti-union. Yeah, that's what he did. That's still stupid. It was dumb.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, Stevie Wonder didn't go around saying that. You know, he just gave to the art. I feel like we're losing art when we listen to Kanye. And that's scary because he used to be so...
noticed that so many of Kanye West's songs pertain to him. Remember how, not remember, but when Trump got into office and everything he did, people were pulling up tweets and saying, dude, you said you were, you know, Obama's wrong for this or you would never do this. The same thing with Kanye. You could say the prettiest people do the ugliest things, the ones with the highest self-esteem, the token Kanye line. It's so many songs you can go through and you're describing yourself. Or even when he did Gold Digger, he gonna get on and leave you for a white girl. He was basically telling us everything.
Look at John breaking him down.
I still don't understand why this question is coming up now. Like, what's so genius about him when we love College Dropout? Y'all love that late registration.
Have you ever heard us call him a genius? No, you didn't. Us, me and John.
Probably not now, but I'm sure y'all praised him before.
What do you mean?
Praise is genius at two different levels.
You don't like Kanye's albums or what?
Stan loves Kanye's albums.
No, that's not my point. Like,
what's your point?
It's kind of like, I've heard this before. It's kind of like, 50 Cent did this interview when he was doing his second album, and he actually admitted, he said, what am I giving you that you can't get from someone else? You want to do with the shirt off? Go to DMX. You want to do from New York that raps? You can go here. You want this? You want that? You can go somewhere else. Kanye's not going to admit that. He's taken these soul beats and went into debt for it more than just Blaze. Has Just Blaze done a whole album by itself? Sampling.
Okay. I was about to say, I know he did Saigon's whole album, but I don't believe that album was filled with just pure samples.
Okay, Kanye's giving you that. When's the last time you heard someone borrow a house beat before he did Fade?
Did Fade come before or after Logic's Everybody? No, it came before, because I know Logic had one. But
okay,
what you mean for hip hop?
So you want to call him a musical genius?
The thing for him, he's smart enough to sit here and say, I could do a whole album with soul beats. I could do a whole album with these samples that y'all wouldn't even find. Think about it. When he did Yeezus, what was that one thing where he found that church choir? Remember, he found that church choir and put in one of his songs?
I hated that part.
But still.
All right, man. Why bring that up, Sarah?
But still, he did it.
Because
I remember he did it and you were like, man, where did he get this from? And we found it
But he listened to gospel. He grew up listening to it.
Yeah, okay. So, but he did it though.
Okay. I'm not giving him those props, because how many times have me and you have been listening to old school music and I said, I can't believe nobody sampled this. I don't sample. So you're not going to be on my disc.
You can't afford to sample.
I can still make the beat and throw it up there, but I can't afford to sell it or be on the beat and, you know, get the rights for it. But when you, from what I understand, if I was to sample a beat, I could sell the beat. The person who put it out would have to get it cleared. It's not that person. It's not me that has to clear it.
They're going
to
ask you for money too, probably. Ooh. Whoever wants to clear it, they were going to ask you for money.
Yeah, they might.
Okay, so don't forget.
You don't have a problem with him being a genius, basically, then.
I don't have a problem.
I say he's a musical genius. I want to put it like a musical in front
okay,
of
him. Okay, then that's cool what I'm getting at.
Like, okay, that's fine.
I mean,
with me.
Kanye West has to admit his failures, too, which I feel like he hasn't done. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember when he tried to do Pastel? Y'all remember that clothing line?
Oh, yeah.
And it never came to? I mean, that's a failure. He actually put that out there, like Pastel coming, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
We just saw the Taylor Swift thing wasn't great, but he still said, yo, I was trying to be like you, Obama. I was trying to, you know, break the cycle.
That was drunk Kanye going through some shit.
He should play that. I was drunk out of my mind.
Or high or whatever.
When has Kanye ever admitted he was wrong? Because even when he said, when Charlamagne brought up, yo, you talked about Jay-Z's family. Did you go too far? Depends on how you look at it. If we're brothers, then it's my family. If we're business partners, then
Well, one time Kanye did an interview a long time ago. This had to be after College Dropout. And he said that Dame Dash is the one that actually brought him to Rockefeller.
Yes.
And when Dame and Jay-Z had their falling out, he still sat there and went along with Jay-Z. He wasn't that loyal anymore. He didn't say he was, but he admitted that he was wrong for that because he could have been loyal to both of them. And he don't even fuck with Dame like that. He admitted that he's wrong in the past. So maybe more state. Maybe he was more stable at that time. But he's admitted a fault. You know what I'm saying?
Has Kanye's quote unquote crazy.
And I think with his creativity, it's not about, oh, you can go here and get this. You can go here and get that. It's all about his timing. That's what it is. It's all about his timing. But at the same time, he's influenced by a lot of these younger artists coming out. He was influenced by Chance. He's definitely influenced by Travis Scott, no matter how you want to look at that. But at the same time, it's his timing. Because
but if
we had been listening to Just Blaze before we listened to Kanye West, right?
No, both of them showed up on La Familia. That's when we both heard them. And then they both had
but we knew Just Blaze more. Because then Kanye was big when he did H to the Izzo. Isn't that like his big
the both production? Of them did the, half the production on Blueprint is out besides Renegade. And maybe Pharrell might have did something on that album.
But Renegade was produced by Eminem. Yeah, that was Eminem's track. But my whole point is Just Blaze, yeah, he was the bigger producer, but he didn't do the same thing over and over again. I think it's all about the timing. Because think about it. There was a time Kanye West said, I'm not the best rapper. I don't even know how to rap. Then he started rapping, right? Now he's a rapper. He's not just a producer anymore. So he was able to sit here and say, you know what? I'm giving these soul beats to other people. Why don't I just do it?
He kept the good beats for himself, Sarah.
That's how it got to be, right?
That's how he's pushed miracle whips.
But I think he's creative enough and smart enough to know I could put this out now because no one else is doing it. You may have heard it somewhere else, but that person's not doing it right now. When's the last, now after Fade, what, Life of Pablo came out 2016, right? Like winter?
Yeah.
The beginning of 2016? When's the last time you heard a house beat?
Logic. I told you that.
Okay. But how big is Logic compared to Kanye West?
No, that's not, don't change.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you asked me, Logic was, I heard it on the Logic album. And even though we have we listen to everything, we don't, mainstream wise,
just because you're a trendsetter doesn't mean you're a genius, though.
But mainstream albums, I will give you that. Because there could be somebody listening and say, it's a lot of people have chopped up house music.
I'm saying he's genius because he knows when to do it and when to put it out.
Then why is he so insecure? So
what's the genius in this then right now? What's the genius in this?
The genius in what?
You think the next album is going to be riveting, amazing? Did you like that
Poopy to Scoop?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. You like that T.I. versus Kanye? The people versus, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I think he needs to work on it. I think he's putting an album out, but I don't think it's done. You know what I'm saying? I think he's putting these songs out to see what kind of response he's going to get, and the response isn't good, and then he'll clean it up. Like when he did that Jumpman song. There was a rough copy of it that came out on New Year's Eve before the album dropped. And then on the album, it was a lot better. Because then he changed the beat or something.
Charlie Heat did the beat. He didn't do the beat anymore.
But I'm saying in regards to the response.
Oh, yeah.
The disc, yes.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, that he's putting this stuff out, is to see what kind of response he's going to get. And then he could go back and clean up. Because it doesn't take that long to make music anymore.
I don't think. I think it's a healthy state now. You know, like.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't like where Kanye's going with anything that's going on. I don't know if it's a mental issue. I don't know why his fucking wife isn't helping him. Whatever the case is. I don't like none of his comments he's made the past week. I don't like how his energy was different between TMZ and Charlamagne. I don't like how he's sitting here telling people to be free thinkers, but then he sat there and got liposuction because he felt like the media was gonna call him fat like they do his brother-in-law. Fuck all that. I'm talking about what Kanye was before. And his creativity
Does fatness really hurt people feeling like that anymore? Like,
when you're in the media, yeah.
I think so. Remember me and you was just conversing and we said, what are we talking about? We were talking about somebody and you said, when people see themselves on camera, that's when they start to lose weight. My thing about it that I thought was strange was if TMZ is so bad, like where you're standing up and saying, I want y'all to listen to this. I got liposuction because I didn't want you guys to call me fat. Then why give them the press?
Why give? Yeah. I think where he went and did that interview is all wrong.
But I know Kardashians got a line still, to that,
like,
but
I mean, my whole thing is they still gonna call, they gonna talk anyway though. Like I just
yeah, you're right. You're right. And
what's the and thing like, that your parents always say? They used to talk about Jesus.
Yeah, for, people used to say that all the time. But that's my whole thing. Like I don't know. Like I was just so weirded out by that because I just thought like. But you want to change the world, but you're talking about people. You're basically growing insecurities, though. Like you're like basically like, yeah, go ahead and get that lipo, man. If you can afford it, go ahead and buy that shit.
Who cares? Him and Kim probably went to the same surgeon, got a 2-for-1 deal. Y'all ain't but fooling me.
How do you do that surgery when your mom died? Trying to make herself.
Well,
that,
remember, he like, tried to use the guy thing, the guy who the doctor, and the doctor said was, I wasn't the reason she died in post care and talked to your cousin or something like that.
Yeah, I read that. I read that article. I don't know, man. It's just so much.
You would think you would think even though whatever you feel on plastic surgery, good or bad, you would think that he would have a fear or a phobia because of that.
But he's seen his wife get it without an issue. Seeing the whole family that he's attached to now get it with no issues.
You're right.
They you think that they really popping these kids out and not getting a tummy tuck like right then and there.
Isn't that dangerous too? Because he went up there to TMZ and said, "Man, I did this because I don't want y'all to call me fat." And Sarah, you made a great point when you said they'll get these babies and get the tummy tuck. And you know what? TMZ and everybody else be like, "Yo, check out they snatchback game and up snapback game." You just like they didn't have
And doesn't that contradict his whole point though? He's like, "I'm being wild. I'm being free thinking." And you're free thinking, but you're worried about what the world's going to say about your fatness. Well,
you should have hit that head. You're free thinking, but you're worried about what the world would free think about you.
Yeah,
you
should just be, there we go. Like, exactly.
Forget it.
Landed that one
has,
for me.
Has Kanye's craziness?
I wish I could be a famous woman and gain 50 pounds and be like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I make dope music. That would be a perfect world. Come on, dude. We've had the Adele discussion before.
Okay, wait.
What's the Adele discussion?
I told you guys when we did the Adele thing, I said if Adele was a fat black woman, she would not have as much success.
So you say Adele's not black.
Jasmine Sullivan.
She's talking about the success level.
That's the challenger level.
So because Sarah said, I want to be that big and say, shut the fuck up, I'll make a lot of money.
But if you're talented, this
money thing is fucking everybody up though.
Yo, Charlotte said, "Get your money. You gotta get your money."
But he said it sarcastically.
All right. So last thing: has Kanye West craziness gone unchecked for far too long?
Yes.
As far as thank you, because remember with the Letterman thing, me and Sarah watched. Jay-Z said, We'll be in the studio and then Kanye would jump on the table or jump on there and he'd be like, start rapping and I'm the savior of Chicago. And they were like, dude, we are trying to record. What's going on? And there's all sorts of stories of, yo, Kanye came in here and broke up the session and Kanye was like, play my shit. I'm the greatest. And everybody's just like, haha, okay, yeah. He's look. And then you get 10 to 15 years of that. When Van Lathan come and check him, he didn't know how to act. He's like, oh shit, somebody's actually telling me this shit ain't going the way it's supposed to be going.
I'm thinking about it. Like, he needed to be checked along. No, but I don't want to hear him talk no more. I don't want to hear him speak. He's not enlightening. It's detrimental to the way we supposed to process things in life. Like, you got a person talking about he's a free thinker, but he wants lipo tomorrow. Like,
how is Kanye West any different from like these manic white kids who shoot up schools? Like, you know there's a problem, but no one ever talks to them.
Okay, thank
type
you.
Type of shit. Like, everyone knows there's a problem, but no one's saying, like, let's go get you help. Yeah. Please take your medicine.
When Charlamagne says, what about therapy? Nah, I just talked to my friends for 45 minutes.
No, he said, I'm talking to all y'all. Y'all my therapists.
Yeah.
We're not equipped, bro. I'm not equipped. We, the people, are not equipped to tell you, yo, maybe you should try this medicine or maybe you should try this activity as far as, go for walks and start journaling and express your thoughts and read back. We're not equipped for that. Don't use us. And plus, therapy get paid a lot of money. You're not paying these people. You're just being cheap.
Yeah, I mean.
All right.
I'm laughing.
We're done with Kanye. RIP. Until the album drops.
Are we actually going to listen to this? We have to. Yeah. We don't have a choice.
Did you guys see this Detroit radio station talking about we're not going to play Kanye West after the slavery comments?
How can you sit there?
Yeah, talking about the slavery comments. It was hilarious.
Like, how can you sit here and not fault them, though? That's a very hurtful thing to say.
We haven't talked about it, but we don't
like to go into depth about it. Yes, it's like, dude, so for him to say, and that's the thing I think a lot of people don't get. Bruh, I understand you misspoke, but as fuck that, you've been in the game too long to realize you're a horrible live speaker. The VMAs have been live. The George Bush don't care about black people live. The TMZ live. When you're taped and recorded, you know, we can edit out some shit. You can like, hey, do you want to say it that way? No. So you should know that you're not good at live.
But why are you doing all this camera stuff though? Like, I'm like, TMZ
is part of the rollout.
I know, but like, that's one of them scenes y'all be like, oh, we can't put this, we can't air this. That's one of those, we can't air this. Of course, because they got hella clicks and it's amazing.
Well, you talk about TMZ?
Yeah, TMZ, but I'm just like,
I think the whole thing with like TMZ is that they just literally let Kanye West go on there and just talk. No one interrupted him except for Van Lathan. I mean, he just literally went up there and just said blah, 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 this and like that's no one stopped him.
You gotta check crazy. When the light skinned black dude with the dreads looked at him, I said, bro, say something.
I thought to myself, what would I do in that moment? I thought like, okay, like hitting him and beating his ass wouldn't be, right. But listen, but at the same time, you would have that type of anger about it. And because it was, that's how detrimental it was. It was like, what are you talking about?
When he tried to say, you know, for 400 years, I think slavery was a choice. Nobody, that's when that brother should say, wait, what do you mean you think? I know. You shouldn't interrupt, but at those moments, you got to say, I need you to clarify this before we go any further. He really wants to run for president. I'm mad that nobody asked him about it. What are your platforms? He doesn't know any of Trump's politics, but he likes him because Trump is a disruptor like me. Like he came out of nowhere. That's not a reason to like a person. No, just because they did something like nobody else ever done before.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was the 40s or 50s, would he be like, yo, I like Hitler. Hitler was broke. He was an artist. He switched it up. I don't like what Hitler did, but I like the fact that he came from nowhere.
Yeah.
No, shut the fuck up. All right. So, Childish Gambino, SNL. I thought he bodied it.
Definitely did.
I
anticipated his album a lot more than Kanye's.
I don't know why. I wasn't even thinking we were going to get new music. I thought to myself, he hasn't been on. Has he been on since the last album or whatever? But the Saturday vibe was amazing, that song. And then This Is America, I saw the video first. I fell asleep last night. We didn't watch it till this morning.
Yeah, you sound like an old man. Just go to bed, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, say, I told Sarah I wasn't going to make it.
You tweeted about going to
on
sleep?
On the weekend? Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm just the weekend, though. Like,
yeah, I mean,
what time did you go to bed?
I actually went to bed later, but Sarah had fell asleep before me, and we wanted to watch it together, so we just watched it this morning.
Oh, that couple love, man. Give me that groupie love.
Don't be giving John no credit.
Give me that groupie love. All right,
Sarah, you going to keep that same. I came in there. Listen to me. I came in there. Sarah was laying up on her back, glasses on. I come over. I take her glasses off for her, put her there next to her phone. No respect, no love for that. I said, all right, if I leave them on your face and they break.
How do you fall asleep with your glasses on?
Because Sarah likes to fall asleep with her glasses and her phone in her hand. She said, this is how I fall asleep.
Phone falls on your face?
No. Sometimes she reads the phone until she falls asleep. But I saw the visuals for This Is America, and I was blown away. Watching it.
Did you cry?
No, but I love the multi-layers of watching everything in the background while he has to keep this smile on his face and keep dancing.
But don't you feel like that in Black America? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to dance for our supper. I love that.
You got to laugh to keep from crying.
I kind of feel like with America, like when something bad happens, like, yeah, I get like the mass shootings of these schools, but I feel like when something bad happens to Black people, like, they really just want us to shut the fuck up and not have a voice about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Get over it. Move on.
Like, just like with slavery.
Like, Kanye was like, I don't want us to hear it tell me. They keep reminding us. I said, why do we have a problem getting reminded? But Jewish people are not going to let y'all forget about the Holocaust. They're like, nope.
Man.
Y'all ain't going to forget about that shit. It's not going to happen again. We'd be like, man, we got to get past this. We can't be watching these movies. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. What else? I don't know. I don't think he announced what's the name. But you know what? We can't enjoy. Not we. There are people who won't let you enjoy Childish Gambino. Because I saw this thread on subreddit and Black Ladies and said, I saw the thread and I saw somebody on Twitter said, 5 to 10 years, y'all going to hate Donald Glover. Or somebody said, I'm afraid Donald Glover going to be like Kanye West in a few years. And I was like, golly, can we just enjoy this moment then? Because I got to enjoy Kanye West for a minute.
Why are we so critical?
Because like, how can you be pro-black but then have a non-black, you know, baby mother? And I was like,
I told you.
You knew that was coming?
Oh, yeah. Because
so do we do okay? Do we think that that's not possible?
I think it's possible.
Yeah, but Harry Belafonte. But it's just weird that there's a lot of these pro-black men who have non-black wives and girlfriends and stuff like that. Okay, like they, it always seems like they're speaking for the black man and the troubles that the black man go through. But like black women go through shit too. And then sometimes we lose credit. All these white women got on the Time's Up shit. A black woman started that. Yeah, black woman started Black Lives Matter because black men were getting killed by cops.
Yeah, I completely understand. But has Donald Glover have come out and not credited black women yet?
No, but what he did on Atlanta, remember that scene where they were at Drake's house? And that girl was tripping off the edibles.
Yeah, she got mad at the dude.
And she got mad when the dude walked away. And then she was like, what the fuck are you looking at? To that white girl, and went in on that white girl. And the white girl was like, well, maybe, you know, we just met at a time when, you know, there was no one else there. And whatever.
You said that's probably what all the things Donald Glover has heard. But that's not discrediting black women again.
But I think
Because he didn't flat out say, like, because the girl didn't say, like, maybe you guys just weren't good enough for him.
You have to discredit. I'm not going to read between the lines if you haven't discredited. I'm not going to read between the lines when he has predominantly black cast. When he performed Saturday, the first song, there was nothing but black, brown skinned women outside of Zoe Kravitz on that stage. So you got to really do something for me to say, yeah, this dude don't like black women. And then we can't pick and choose either, because wasn't Malcolm X's mom white? But or was Jesse Owens' hair black and white? Jesse Williams, I'm sorry. But we love them.
And J. Cole?
Yeah, J. Cole is half black, half white. We love them. But if...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, why? Their black dad got with a white woman and gave us great men. And then when we see some of our great black men get with white women, we're like, but they can't be really that pro-black. But their child can. The offspring can be pro-black.
Yeah,
I see where you went there, John. That was a good point. Point to John.
Yeah, but these men that you're talking about, yeah, they're product of a white mom, but they're still coming out and being pro-black, and they have black wives.
I know. All I'm saying is, it doesn't, just because of who you fall in love with doesn't change your message or your method. Because
this is my whole thing. This is like a history lesson.
Okay.
It's been just going back high school, junior high, when these black men get with women of non-color, they normally have a reason as to why they don't date black women. Like, they shit on us.
Yeah, true. I understand that.
So that's like embedded in people's mind. It's like a white person who gets robbed by someone black.
Yeah, then they see the hoodie and they're just like, I bet you he's on this shit too.
It's embedded in their mind. And I'm pretty sure that some of these people saying this stuff, they're probably like,
I get you.
You guys got to think like that. Like, you guys have numerous friends who get with non-black women, and then y'all sit here and be like, whatever. And you even say, man, I got dudes at my job, they black, and they'll say why they don't date black women.
You're mixing things. Our friends have never said that.
They wouldn't say that.
But sometimes people don't have to say it.
But they have.
Could just be showing you.
Okay, showing me by dating is different than showing by saying it.
You know what the problem is?
What?
You got these friends, and you probably never asked.
No, I've asked. Well, I know. Listen. I know.
So many Fontaine's asked. So there's that.
Yeah,
if I had a female friend who was black, and we've been friends for a while, and I seen her date nothing but non-black dudes, I would be like, yo, what's going on?
All right, and then she said, well, I was never good enough for black men. What would you say?
And I would be like, give me some examples. I'd be like, what do you mean?
One black guy said, oh, well, white girls give head better than I do, or my butt's too big, or they don't like my lips, or they wanted me to lighten my skin. If she said that, would you be like, all right, I understand why you date white men?
No, I would tell her not everyone's like that. That's what people have to learn. Not everyone is the same.
Why are you so, if she doesn't degrade black men, why do you care who she dates? Why do we care when it comes to race, but we don't care when it comes to sex? In this room, we don't care about a man and a man being together. We don't care about a woman in this room, do we? Why are you making this face?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what you.
I'm just saying. So why do I care if a black person and a white person get together?
Yeah, true.
If they're not talking bad about the other race.
No, I'm saying if you just see them do that. No, like if that's all you see.
As in multiple times they just get with some.
Like if I never seen her date a black dude, talk to a black dude.
But if she said I have.
If she says she had, I'd be like, okay, so what's changed? I would be like, what's changed?
But how can you? Here's the thing. You just said white people who see the hoodie have a phobia. Why is the girl in your thing says, I have a phobia. Every black dude, you know, shitted on me. They didn't want to be with me, blah, blah. So now she can't escape that from her, and that's why she dates outside of her race.
Yeah, but someone would have to reiterate to her, like, not everyone's the same. Not every black dude with a hoodie is going to rob you. Not every black woman has a bad attitude.
That was the excuse you had gave when we talked about Donald. Well, not excuse, but that was the reason you gave when we talked about Donald Glover and everybody was coming. But there were people coming at him like,
but
yo.
But I'm also telling you at the same time, like, yes, when these guys come out, they are more pro-black men, but they forget about the black woman.
But has Donald Glover forgot about the black woman yet?
What credit has he given to a black woman?
What credit does he give to a black man? Outside amigos. What are we talking about here?
No, I'm just saying you. What credit has he given to a black woman?
That's what I said. Has he a lack of discredit? I mean, a lack of credit is not a discredit. You do understand that, right? Just because I didn't say I love black people does not mean I hate black people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he shows in his art that he loves black people.
I do too. You watch Atlanta. How many non-black faces do you see on that show?
I think, but he's talked about in interviews how he had issues because they said he talked too proper and where he grew up at. You know, but he had to always show his
that happened to me.
His black, yeah.
there's two incidents in high school. There was a black girl who looked at me and said, "Who the hell would ever have sex with you?" And she was an upperclassman. There's another black girl who looked at my friends and said and told them, "Why do you guys hang out with him? He talks white." Yeah, There's two black women who did that. So I understand it, but to Sarah's credit, I'm, you know, everybody's different. So it wasn't, I did have a fear that I wasn't going to be able to date a black woman. I was like, oh, black women aren't going to like me.
You just dated black girls from different schools. That's what you did.
What are we doing there?
I'm just saying, that's what you did. You went outside the box. You said, fuck it, I'll just date black girls from different schools.
It's so crazy. Oh shit.
Y'all just gave me no goddamn music coming, man. I'm excited.
Oh man, that's so funny. Damn, man. We've done a deep dive. This has been exciting.
Went down a rabbit hole there for a minute. Man.
When she came to my locker and said another TV for 2 years.
Oh, John, please stop.
Did she not?
No, I want you to stop.
Let's just end this with the black woman is beautiful. The black woman is strength. The black woman is goddess. Let's
speak to equal opposites. I'm going to talk about how Sarah showed up at my locker.
Oh, you get me on that episode. I'll make a guest appearance.
All right. Rihanna admitted that Drake made her uncomfortable.
When what?
When he said, I love you on stage in a VMA thing. She says, they're not friends, they're not enemies, they're nothing.
She dating a billionaire. Drake could be nothing to me, too.
Did they ever mess around? I don't.
They dated.
Oh, then why would she say that then? Like, that's kind of rude.
She might not like PDA. Like, you just.
But then why would you
she
say.
She said that it took the moment away from her for him to be, admit, remember, like, I've been in love with her.
Yeah, remember that weird shit?
Yeah. That was weird. But I mean. To come back out and say now, like, we're not friends, we're not nothing.
I think it was an interview. I mean, it was like she just tweeted, hey, me and Drake are not friends.
But then, like, to me, to say that, though, like, okay, say if you had you were dating somebody, you were connected to them, you had that big moment on stage, and then you get into the interview, and then you say, we're not friends, we're not nothing, we're nothing. I'll be like,
but that moment was Drake like, are.
That was
like,
years ago.
Yeah, it was
but
a
she
while
could still
ago.
Be like, we're okay. Like,
no, they don't talk. They're not okay.
Okay. So they're not on good standing right now.
They just don't. She's like, we're not friends. We're not enemies. We're nothing.
Okay. Like, all right. Let's think about that for some girl that you used to mess with.
A lot of men, these women are nothing. What are you talking
about?
You're
nothing, but I'm just saying, like, you're not like, are you blatantly going to say that? You're just going to be like, well, yeah, we don't talk.
I'm like, we don't talk. We're not friends. I understand it. We're nothing.
Maybe I missed it in the wrong tone. Maybe I should have heard it. And then I would have been like, okay.
Well, there's nothing to hear.
Reggae album. She said she's working on that.
That should have been done.
Sarah said she should have. Was Ponda Replay more of a reggae?
What about work?
No, no, I'm talking about that first album. Was it Girl from the Sun or whatever it was called?
What do you get, like a Fendi pack with it and some lingerie?
Fenty or Fendi?
Whatever it is. I don't know.
Fenty is her line. Fendi is actually a line too.
Okay, Fenty. I'm sorry.
I don't know. G-Eazy got arrested for some cocaine.
Oh, surprising.
Oh, here we go.
Nice segue, John.
I told y'all, motherfuckers, that this dude been doing coke. He admitted it.
Jeezy or G-Eazy?
He got arrested for cocaine possession in Sweden. Him and he got into an altercation. Some dude wanted to get a picture. Told him no. They ended up breaking that guy's camera. They got into a fight. G-Eazy swung on the club security. Got arrested. They found like a half a gram of cocaine on him.
Why did he name himself G-Eazy?
His name is Gerald.
No, but that's, we already have a Jeezy. We don't need a G-Eazy. Like, yo. All
right. I'm sorry that it's confusing you, Jermaine.
It pisses me off because y'all try to, y'all said it like y'all, it was so clear. G-Eazy.
I mean, the man's admitted that him and his girl get down on coke. I mean, he didn't just flat out say, yeah, we do coke, but in a sense, he did admit, so.
Is that big news?
Him and his cocaine problem? No, because remember the Breakfast Club interview. Charlamagne was just like, yo, just stay alive. You know, just, you know, kept telling him, just be alive, because he knew about his drug problem.
I mean, I think all these rappers, don't they have drug problems?
Seems like it. Cardi B, Cash Doll. You guys have any thoughts on that one?
What happened? I don't know.
See, Cash Doll was supposed to be on She Bad. Is that the one with YG?
Yeah.
Okay. And they end up taking, I think it was going to be just her and YG, and YG might have, Mustard might have took the song over there to
I forgot Cardi to B. say this on the Cardi B podcast, but I think that's the worst song on the album.
On the album. Took it to Cardi B.
She bad.
She wasn't on it, but she has a version where she is on it. She tried to put it on SoundCloud. It got taken down, and a lot of people thought she was blaming Cardi B for that, but we know about how SoundCloud operates, and they don't play that game, so I didn't take it that seriously. Kodak Black changed his name to Bill K. Capri.
Don't nobody care. Move on.
All right. See if I got anything else. We
let's see. Fabulous and Emily back together.
Didn't we talk about that? Or were you not on the episode where we talked about?
I just saw the picture yesterday where she put a picture up.
I thought she was stupid on Love and Hip Hop anyway, so don't matter.
Oh, shit. Sarah said Ben had no hope for her. This is the problem. If y'all gonna have, if you gonna have those, don't bring that shit to the public. Keep that shit to yourself.
I know that shit, like it does. It irritates people. What else? There's a lot of good music came out.
I know I listened to Royce, the Shrimp Life.
I think Jay Miller.
She's dropped April or May. Yeah. I'm saying, like, yo, every month we're dropping one of these. The Christina Aguilera song produced by Kanye West is cool. I like the beat switch up with 2 Chainz. And then the one with Travis Scott and Lil Uzi and Kanye. Kanye, no, because Kanye bringing his real life into the song. He's like, first it's Illuminati, now it's the sunken place, and that verse is all over the place.
Oh, I thought you were trying to rhyme.
This album ain't going to be shit.
No, it's not.
Manny Fonte said, I still got that hope for it. I got the hope.
No, I don't. Nah.
Let's see if I got anything else on the
docket.
Meek Mill is still doing what he's doing. R. Kelly got that Time's Up. Oh, have y'all heard that Chris Brown remix of hers, Focus?
No,
that shit's trash. I'm so mad about this remix.
I didn't know he did a remix. That's crazy. Me, DJ Envy. Can you focus on me? This is the remix. Baby, can you focus? Who the fuck told DJ Envy?
No,
this is fake.
No. He talks throughout the hug.
Well,
I don't need to listen to the rest of this.
Wait.
Chris Brown has a lot of auto-tune on his verse.
I gotta hear his verse. Why is DJ Envy talking like his early 2000s?
Yeah, I have no idea why he thought this was a good idea.
Oh my gosh. All right, turn it off. All right.
Oh, Jermaine's mad.
I said, because you know I love her.
You know this is a bedroom song. Why? I don't want to hear you yelling in there. This is the remix, DJ Envy.
That was stupid. Yo,
come on, man.
That was on. That's on Google Play too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so that's an official remix. Yeah.
This is the Kanye Christina Aguilera Accelerate.
She said, all my day ones are with me.
She said she ain't coming back to The Voice. She
already called him out.
She's funny because she was like, yo, man, you don't really get to voice Bob your opinion or something along those lines. But that so I'm sorry if I messed that part up. But the part that has me laughing is when she leaves, she's like, man, I got to listen to like some rock and roll, some hip hop, you know, to get all that out of my system. I was like, look, Christina Aguilera, like, nah, I'm good on this. Let's see if I can get to this B switch for y'all real quick. Did it, work it out, muscle memory, get the money, my ability, until the end, 2000 ability, I put it in, now that you're feeling me. There you go with the sampling of the song. Leaving the dealership, you ain't got
internet. I've been bumping that Mason Ramsey. The little white boy.
Oh, the Yolin kid?
That song is, you know that song's hot.
Okay, all right. So this is the Travis Scott. I'm going straight to Kanye's verse. Getting bored with this money, count it all day. Look at my rollie. Look at your rollie. Your shit rockless. My shit hockey goalie. You should go and hide it. Man, it's too bad. Like a bald nigga still wearing durags. Israeli guards, boy, please be mindful. Don't have words with me cause I got a mindful. I could tell Larry David was the mind behind Seinfeld. Wanna know how I feel? Step into my mind field. Wanna know how pain feels? I got off my main pills. Bet my wifey stay close. She know I'm on my Bezos. Opioid addiction. Pharmacy's the real trap. Sometimes I feel trapped. Jordan with no field jack. 1 year it's Illuminati. Next year it's a sunken place. They don't want me to change. Nah, nigga, run in place. I need someone else to make this drink because you don't understand the juice to vodka ratio that could satisfy a real drunk. Guess what? Never trust a bartender that don't drink, bitch. What the hell was the end part?
That verse was actually kind of nice.
Until you get to that part where you're like, what are you talking about? This drink and juice and red, don't trust a bartender, don't drink. Ah. Man, I'm glad I got to play some of that for y'all, especially that Chris Brown, because I was so mad. New DJ Envy. How many seizures Rick Ross going to have before?
Oh, yeah, another one?
Yes.
I mean, he's been trying to lose weight. I mean, he's been doing it the healthy way. I guess he could go get lipo, but.
He should be under a doctor's care, though. Like, there has to be something, like, to help.
Stop doing that lean or something. He has to stop.
Yeah,
his
set was postponed for an hour because backstage he had trouble breathing and was having seizures. He received a massage backstage and he was able to perform.
What y'all think about Snoop lifting weights now and shit?
What?
He's smart, man. He's like, I've been scrawny too long.
What y'all think about Daz Dillinger putting out a hit on Kanye West?
That was
stupid.
Think
that's for real?
I hope not.
Where's the joke at when you get on TV and you're not responsible for every crypt to realize, oh, this is a joke because real ones, we wouldn't have did it this way. We'd have said this. Like, how are you supposed to know that? He got pulled up by the police. I'm going to treat a threat like it's real. Daz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, did Chris Jenner, did you do this?
That was weird.
Meek Mill is allowed to travel for work, so he'd probably be at Summer Jam. Just saying. I think that's it. That's all I had on here. All right. At One and Only. At Kicks and Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. At Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.